letter saying that the United States is contemplating sanctions or mediation to help ease tensions between Turkish troops, Kurds, in northern Syria.
You have the choice of bringing in the military and defeating everybody again, or you have the choice of financially doing some very strong things to Turkey so that they take it a little bit easy on really competition that is, I don't think it's being fairly treated in many ways, okay? We have a very good relationship with Kurds, or we can mediate. I hope we can mediate.
Earlier in the day, the UN Security Council met to discuss the Turkish military operation in northeastern Syria, which began earlier this week after the United States pulled its troops out of the area. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, said Thursday that the onus is now on Turkey to keep Islamic State militants from returning to northern Syria.
Failure to play by the rules to protect vulnerable populations, failure to guarantee that ISIS cannot exploit these actions to reconstitute, will have consequences.
Diplomats on the Security Council were united in their concern that the Turkish operation could make a difficult humanitarian situation even worse. Turkey says its move is a measured and responsible anti-terror operation. Kurdish fighters in the region say it amounts to genocide against their people. U.S. border officials shut down two bridges between the United States and Mexico early Thursday after hundreds of mostly Central American migrants protested at the ports of entry. Roughly 2 hours later, however, traffic at the B&M International Bridge resumed and the Gateway International Bridge was open to traffic by Thursday evening. The demonstration occurred in a Mexican city across from Brownsville, Texas. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Federal authorities are charging two of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's associates on